I'm going to talk a little bit now about pre-contemplation as a way of viewing the person who is embarking or needs to embark in some way on a recovery to wellness journey. So the definition of pre-contemplation, as you will have seen in the document, is that the person is not yet considering change or is unwilling or unable to change. And notice that there's three different contexts there. We're going to just deal with them one by one. So the person is not yet considering change. There are a number of reasons for that. And it can be that they have implemented defenses, which we've talked about in a previous section, and are defending themselves against some kind of feeling that is restricting them from considering change. They will probably be justifying or have some way of thinking about their situation that justifies them not even thinking about changing. Secondly, there is unwilling to change or unable to change. Let's deal with unwilling. Unwilling is very much aligned with the idea that there is a defensiveness that is surrounding the circumstances and that they are trying to defend their emotions against the idea of change. And that is expressed in what we call unwillingness. So that's usually, you may think that I need to change, but I'm not going to because, and then they will give you the reason. So that unwillingness, that lack of willingness means that they haven't yet found access to a motivational connection that will allow them to become willing. Third part is unable to change. Unable to change is an interesting one because it implies, if you like, a get out of jail card for unable to change. But there are some circumstances where people are unable to change certain aspects of their lives due to restrictions placed upon them that they cannot overcome. Now, those restrictions might be circumstantial and physical. So, for instance, there may be an inability to change a relationship that you have in your life. If, for instance, you're in prison or if you're geographically a long way away or the person will not communicate with you. So there are, if you like, physical circumstances that affect that. When it comes to unable to change your experience of your life from inside your own awareness, i.e. so your, if you like, personality, then that is a more complicated area because we're not quite sure that we can make a definitive statement that anybody is unable to change. But there are some psychiatric disorders, there are some severe mental illnesses and situations that may make it difficult for a person to appear to have made a change around a certain behavior. But again, that is quite unstable ground, or rather ground that we should walk carefully along so that we don't make up that there are, you know, a sort of two groups, those who can change and those who can't. But pre-contemplation means that overall, the person is not really in any way considering the possibility of change. And it's not something that is entering into their consciousness or into their interaction with others in a way which would indicate that they are considering changing. So to all intents and purposes, the door on change is closed. When it comes to working as a coach with people who are in pre-contemplation, the temptation, of course, is to try to sort of prise that door open. And again, it won't be a surprise to you that do not recommend that that is a strategy that coaches ought to be undertaking. What can happen is that pre-contemplation is the condition of somebody that you're given to coach by an organization or brought in to try and work with. So somebody might approach you and say, can you work with this person? We'd like to hire you to go and coach John, for instance. And when you get there, you discover that John is in pre-contemplation about the issue that they perceive he needs to do something. And one of the great examples of that is people who have drinking problems, who everyone knows is there and can see and is concerned about, but the person themselves is in pre-contemplation about it, i.e. they're not saying there is a problem, they don't perceive there is a problem perhaps, and they're not considering doing anything about it. When you're brought into work with somebody in that circumstance, the main strategy is to take a whole life approach to the person, to coach the whole person their whole life, to not go after the problem as you have been brought in to deal with it, and to actually work on building a relationship with that client that is based on what is it in their lives that they would like to change or improve or have more of. So this is very familiar coaching terrain for those of you listening to this, but it certainly is the best strategy when starting to work with somebody who is firmly in pre-contemplation about the issue. Now, this presupposes that they, for whatever reason, have retained enough functioning to be coachable within that context, and that is something that you're going to have to make a decision about on a client-by-client basis. But given that many of the health, behavioral health conditions that we are concerned with do not develop overnight and are certainly developing on the continuum that we have been looking at in this program, we know that there are many people out there who are in pre-contemplation and yet who are developing an issue that sooner or later is most likely to prevent, give them a severe healthcare challenge. And so usually when working more in the prevention part of the continuum, we are much more likely to bump into people who are in pre-contemplation.